Student loan debt made headlines back in March when the nation's total student debt load passed $1 trillion. And a new report from the New York Federal Reserve Bank shows that student debt is up nearly 8% in just the last year.
Those are the numbers. Here to talk with us for our Midday Extra about the stories behind the numbers is David Welliver, publisher of the financial advice blog Money Under 30. David, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you very much for having me, David.
So you've been writing about financial issues facing students and grads for a number of years now. How did you get started in this area?
Well, I have. And actually, my first job when I graduated from college in 2003 was as an editorial assistant at Smart Money magazine. And despite the fact that I was working and helping with articles on being smart with money, I was actually making a lot of mistakes with my own money and piled on top of my own student loan debt, a bunch of credit card debt, trying to live in New York City on an entry-level salary and not really getting the fact that I had to spend less than I earned. So that's how I got started writing about money. And then I left New York to find higher-paying work and lower rent and also to get my own money in check. So I moved back home with mom and dad and got a job in another industry. But I wanted to keep writing. And that's when I started MoneyUnder30.com to kind of allow myself to write about the experiences I was having, you know, learning to be responsible with my own money and also continue what I had learned at Smart Money.
So what are some of the things that you've learned since starting the blog? Because it sounds like when you started out, you had debt like we all do and weren't necessarily an expert in the area.
Exactly. I didn't know, you know, my left hand from right when it came to managing my money. So it's been a lot of learning since. And, you know, now I shun debt. And I've also, you know, probably put a bigger focus on saving for retirement than I ever would have before I got into writing about finances. Something that, you know, is just for most 20-somethings not even on their radar. And especially as we're talking about today with student loans, you know, getting larger and larger when people graduate, you know, things like saving for retirement, buying a home, even getting married and starting a family are going to be pushed off later and later.
I once spent time on a reporting project with a wonderful woman in Baltimore. She had a lot of student loan debt, and she was juggling the calls from the people trying to dun her for the money, and she got driven out of the home that she had because she didn't pay her rent and preferred her student loan. Obviously, that was a mistake. Tell me about some of the mistakes you've run into.
You know, I think personally, one thing I focused on, you know, early on was focusing too much on my credit score and maintaining good credit by, you know, paying everything on time, even when it meant going hungry or, you know, using a credit card again when I should have had, you know. I think had I allowed myself to fall behind a little bit and kind of hit a wall early on with my debt, I would have gotten out faster than by continuing to play the game a little bit. I think, you know, when people cry uncle and they ask for help, like they, you know, hang their tail between their legs and go home and ask mom and dad if they can move back in or if they can get some help with their student loans, that's, you know, you need to, you know, tackle this problem as soon as you can rather than wait like I did.
And tell me, when you hit the wall yourself, what did you do? Because it sounds like that's the moment where you realized, I got to take action. So in your case, what was the action?
I got a second job at Starbucks. So I was working, you know, full-time 40 hours a week in a publishing company. And I went at 5 o'clock. I drove half hour across town to a Starbucks and worked there until 9:30 or 10 at night. And basically earned extra money because at the time I was, you know, between making my minimum debt payments and paying for food and my car and gas and things like that, what I was earning in my daytime job was just barely covering that. So in order to make any further progress on my debt, I had to earn more.
David Welliver is the publisher of financial advice blog Money Under 30. David, thank you.
Thank you very much, Stacey.